A legal practitioner, Abraham Amaleba, says the dismissal of the judicial staff is not enough because corruption is a criminal offence for which the alleged staff must be made to face prosecution. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Amaleba said since the Anas expose came up, the Chief Justice has been swift and deserves a thumbs up. He spoke to George Ankara.
Basically, what has happened to the staff of the judicial service is the administrative process which has been used to discipline them. So this is an interdisciplinary measure that has been evoked to bring sanity into the judicial service. However, part of their conduct is criminal in the sense that under the Criminal Offences Act, bribery is a criminal offence. And so if need be, and we want to go the full haul, then these people should be facing some charges in court. But for now, I will say that the Justice Judicial Service has done the right thing by ensuring that they are removed from the judicial service so that they don't continue doing what they do. But that is not enough. If you want to make corruption a high-risk venture, then the criminal aspect should be evoked to ensure that we bring finality to this matter.
Would you say that by taking this action, the Chief Justice is on top of a job?
Ever since this Anas expose came into the public domain, I must commend the Chief Justice for being swift in trying to deal with the matter. I must indicate that on this issue of bribery in the judiciary, which emanated from the Anas expose, she has bared her teeth and has actually done what is expected of her. She has shown that if we are interested in uprooting corruption in the judiciary, she has the wherewithal to do so. So for now, I'll give her thumbs up in putting in place the disciplinary processes which has led to the dismissal of some judges, including some judicial staff, as we speak.
Lawyer Abraham Amaleba on the dismissed judicial staff.
Radio Ghana finds out from a section of the public whether the dismissal is deterrent enough. They give varied opinions.
Mr. Boateng explained that besides education,
to me, depends on the circumstance of or degree of the offense. If the offense demands that they should be dismissed and at the same time prosecuted, then I think they have to do so because we have degree of offenses. If, on the other hand, the degree doesn't well intend to court, then I think the dismissal will also serve as a warning to others who have similar intention of committing similar crime in the near future.
From Mark Jones, he said the dismissal is enough. He also rated the Chief Justice high for being on top of a job.
Well, to me, that is enough. Because even the judges, they were not prosecuted, but rather they were dismissed. So going to that extent to dismiss them is enough, and that's a good move by the Chief Justice. The judicial system, they have sat down and see these the loopholes that's in it. So they've done well by dismissing those people so that the country will have a clear judicial system for the people, the citizens, to trust that, yes, we have a formidable judicial system who we can trust in.
Bob Futa said mere dismissal is not enough. He suggested that they must be prosecuted as well.
To me, it's sad because it's supposed to serve as a deterrent to most of the people that works under the judiciary service. So they must be taken to court so that they will be prosecuted, because dismissal will not fully serve as a deterrent to the staff's coming. Although she's trying, but to the expectation of Ghanaians, it's like it serves as a corruption in the society. They must be jailed.
Those were opinions from a cross-section of Ghanaians on the dismissal of some judicial staff. Fire has gutted two dormitories of the Ghana Senior High School in Kofodia in the Eastern Region. Property worth millions of cedis were destroyed, but no casualty was recorded. On the line is our Eastern Regional Correspondent, Kwame Onuma, to give us more details. Good afternoon to you, Kwame.
Good afternoon, my dear sister.
Yes, tell us from your information, how did the fire start?
They said that the fire started when it was raining cat and dog last night, and it was caused by lightning. And all of a sudden, the fire started. Fortunately, none of the students was available at the dormitory. All of them had gone for their tests. So that made them have their lives secured. but all their property made up of the bed, both metal and wooden mattresses and other personal belongings were destroyed, including even cash. So they lost everything. As a result of that, the students have been gathered and then advised to go home. And so those being victims are all first-year students. And two houses were Nightingale Dormitory and Yas Antwa. And at the Nightingale Dormitory, 84 were victims and 70 were also recorded at Yas Antwa. So when you add them together, you get about 154 persons suffering from that.